Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. And we are celebrating this week an anniversary, and that anniversary is that we have been on the radio now for 1 year. And coming to you from 12:45 to 1 o'clock every single day, Monday through Friday. And we are excited. Amen. We began the broadcast back in June the 6th of 2022. And we came on, and I can remember the day that we first aired the first broadcast there. I was scared to death. I can remember trying my best to sit down at the radio and try to figure out how to get all of the technology to work, and it seemed like it was not working at all. And I can remember going and laying on the altar at our church, and I just said, God, if you want us to be on the radio, you're going to have to help us. And so I laid down there on the altar, and I was crying, and I told the Lord, I said, God, I can't get my computer to work. I can't get none of this stuff. We will not record correctly. And I remember feeling so alone, and I said, God, I need some help. And I went back in there and got in my office, and I remember sitting down at the desk, and it seemed like that the Lord just said, shut it down. Turn the computer off. So I thought, well, this is it. I'm done. You know, we're going to close it out. This is it. And we were stopping basically before we even got started well. And I remember the thoughts that come to my mind. I remember God said, look, turn it back on, reboot it. So I turned it back on. And ever since that day, I lie you not, friend, ever since that day, every time that I've sat down, everything has worked properly. And I tell you, I'm glad that I didn't give up. I tell you, I struggled for the longest time trying to figure these things out. I called many preachers, but I almost give up and said, I can't do it. But I'm so thankful that I didn't. I'm glad that I pursued it. I'm glad that I stayed with it so that we could be on the radio Monday through Friday. And there is probably now 200, I think I counted up, 200 and probably 48, maybe 250 broadcast that we have built. And what a blessing. Amen. What a blessing it is to be on radio. I myself, is, you know, through the church broadcast and different things, I'm on the radio somewhere every single day of the week. And so I appreciate the Lord and His goodness. I never dreamed when God called me to preach, I never dreamed in a million years that I would ever be preaching every single day on the radio. God has blessed dramatically. And I thank the Lord for all of His goodness, all of His mercy. I want my choir to come around and sing, I Know My Name Is There. Somewhere along the line of you know, the radio broadcast, we had somebody get saved. They sent me a letter and told me that they'd got saved by the grace of God. They were in a institution, and they got saved by the grace of God by hearing the broadcast. And that so encouraged my heart. You know, a lot of times we're on here every single day when we don't hear people, you know, really tell us that they appreciate the broadcast, or, you know, that they are listening to it. We don't always get mail, but I got a letter in the mail that day, and I never will forget, boy, how encouraging it was to know that somebody got saved by listening to the broadcast. I thought, praise God. You don't get no better than that. Amen. Thank the Lord. And I have many people call in wanting to have copies of CDs and different things. And we appreciate you doing that. It's just such a blessing to us. My choir singing now. Amen. I Know My Name is written there.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. Amen. That's the Hooper's Creek Baptist Church Choir. We appreciate them singing for us on the radio on this anniversary day. We are celebrating our one-year anniversary of being on the radio, and we are excited. There's been so many different families and different groups that we've used this past year, and I want to feature a group that's been with us almost since the first time that we aired, and that's the Coates family. And they're going to be singing for us at this time. That's the Coates family from Fletcher, North Carolina, and we appreciate them. They've been with us singing on the radio many, many times during this past year, and we appreciate the Coates family. Another family that I love to feature all the time is the Justice family, amen, from Hendersonville, and they're going to be singing for us now, "I've Been Born Again," and I love them. They are such a blessing to me. These are personal friends of mine, and we just thank the Lord for them. And what a blessing that they are. Their church is not very far from us, probably maybe less than 10 miles. And so we fellowship with them quite a bit. One of the fellows that sings in the group, Brother Aaron Pryor, is the pastor of the Fellowship Baptist Church. And that's where the Jimmy Justice family, Brother Jimmy Justice, pastored that church for many, many years. And so we love Brother Jimmy and the Justice family. They're singing for us now.
Again, as I journey through this land, there
That's all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Tune in next week for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.